You said 12 years old. December 7th, 1941, you would have been 12 years old. Do you remember that day?
I remember it well. It was on a Sunday afternoon. I was out in our front yard playing with some neighbor friends. My father came out of the house and announced that Pearl Harbor had been attacked. Yes, I remember it well.
Was it a nervous experience?
No, I was too young.
Did it impact your immediate family or neighbors that went off to war?
Well, yes, indirectly. None real close. I had cousins that were in the war, but we had ration stamps, gasoline. My father, I think he had a C card or something because of his travels. So we would usually use his company car rather than our family car to drive in.
What were other products that were tough to get? I mean, you were limited in purchasing.
Sugar, shoes. Here again, it was all a new experience for me.
You weren't really denied much
as a youngster or as your family. No, that's right.
Your father was a traveling salesman.
Yes.
So it might have impacted the gasoline he used, or for business, was it treated differently?
Well, he worked for a very small company, and he was given permission to use his company car for family driving. So that's how we got the gasoline.
And what did he sell, your father?
He sold produce, fresh fruits and vegetables, primarily that. They had a big warehouse there in Ponca City, and I remember going with him. They had these cooler rooms at different temperatures. I remember the banana room very well. The big stalks of bananas were hanging by hooks in the ceiling, just solid. I was always cautioned because in shipping the bananas here from South America, oftentimes a snake or two would get into the shipment. So we had to watch those. But here again, I'll repeat, my childhood was a good life.
So you're into high school, and that was a good experience?
Yes. I had a ball in high school. I unfortunately met two very good friends, boys, and we became inseparable. I was always a good student. They were terrible students, but I took to them as a duck takes to water, and I got in a lot of trouble through high school. I went to summer school every summer in high school, not because I had to, but because my friends had to. So I had a good time.
Were you kicked out of a class ever?
No, but 2 months before high school graduation, I had done something in one of the hallways, and the principal, Homer Anderson, who was really a very nice person, we called him Bird Dog, because if you did something, he would follow you till you got to your classroom. He wouldn't apprehend you on the side. So we called him Bird Dog, but Bird Dog informed me that I was number one on his list, so I better straighten up. And I did.